Federal Parliament has passed the government's multi-billion-dollar stimulus package, with the Treasurer calling it the most significant support for the Australian economy since wartime. $84 billion worth of assistance was rushed through Parliament in a single day, with MPs sitting late into the night to prop up workers and businesses devastated by COVID-19. The measures come as large lines of people were seen queuing outside Centrelink offices yesterday, but the first direct payments won't reach people's wallets until April the 27th. The government is expecting up to 1 million people will be in need of the financial lifeline, and that's on top of the 700,000 who were already on Newstart payments. Globally, COVID-19 has now infected more than 350,000 people and killed 15,000. More than 98,000 people are reported to have recovered from the illness so far, mostly in China. 462 people have died in Spain in the last 24 hours, its highest daily death toll. And in Germany, a spokesperson for Chancellor Angela Merkel says her first coronavirus test, after possible exposure, has come back negative. A 12-year-old boy from Bourke in northwestern New South Wales has suffered serious injuries after he was stabbed in the chest. The boy was airlifted to the Westmead Children's Hospital in Sydney, where he remains in a stable condition. Police have charged a 24-year-old man over the incident. The man's been refused bail and will appear in court today.